Listening 56.
So the products are seen in films and TV programmes. They're just seen on a table or...
That's right. Or, in our case, with clothes, they're worn by an actor.
And you see the logo?
Sometimes, yeah. It depends. You can't always control what happens. Often products are given to the film company for free, so you know an actor is going to wear your jacket, for example, but you don't know if you'll actually see the logo.
So you can't say to the film company, we want to see this part of the jacket, or...
Well, you can, but then usually you have to pay. Sometimes the film company is paid by the advertiser, and then you have more control. I mean, sometimes the name of a product is said by an actor, but that's in a film. You're talking big money for that sort of thing.
Yeah, I bet. And when did companies start doing this? I guess it's done more now than in the past.
I think the first placements were used in films in the 1960s for cigarettes. But the big business really started in the 80s. I think the best placement, though, was... did you see Forrest Gump? The Apple placement was done very well in that.
For Apple computers?
Yeah. There's a scene where Forrest Gump gets a letter from Apple.